This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are sharply at odds over prospects of reaching a deal for Gaza ceasefires and hostage release. U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby reiterated Thursday that only implementing details need to be hammered out. U.S. officials have been working to revise existing proposals to deal with differences between Hamas and Israel. Those include whether Israel's forces can stay in a buffer zone between Gaza and Egypt in terms of a swap of prisoners in Israel for hostages held by Hamas. Netanyahu tells Fox and Friends that Israelis will offer no concessions after the weekend discovery of six slain hostages. He says there's not a deal in the making. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that former Trump 2016 campaign advisor Dmitry Symes has been charged over work for a sanctioned Russian TV.
The Justice Department has charged Russian-born U.S. citizen and former advisor to Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign Dmitry Symes with working for a sanctioned Russian state television network and laundering the proceeds. Indictments allege that Symes and his wife Anastasia received over in exchange for work they did for Russia's Channel One since June 2022. Symes and his wife have a home in Virginia and are believed to be in Russia. The indictments come at a time of renewed concern about Russian efforts to meddle with the upcoming U.S. election using online disinformation and propaganda. I'm Norman Hall.
Police in Munich have exchanged fire with a gunman near the Israeli consulate, fatally wounding him. Authorities say they believe he was planning to attack the consulate on the anniversary of the attack on the 1972 Munich Olympics. And no one else was hurt in the